My next guest, Simon Mole. He's an acclaimed children's writer, performer, and National Poetry Day ambassador. His latest book, A First Book of Dinosaurs, provided inspiration for his new stage show, The Great Big Dinosaur Show. It's showing at Oxford University Museum on the 23rd and 24th of October, giving young dino fans the chance to combine a half-term museum trip with a joyful blast of free, interactive, live entertainment. Sounds great. How are you, Simon?
I am very well. Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you back with us. So you've been busy. This sounds like a great fun project to be involved in.
Yeah, it's been so exciting. The book only came out just over a week ago, and it's been fantastic to hear about children and families enjoying it, which particular poems in the book they've been getting into, what they've liked about it. And yeah, it's just been so much fun to work with Gecko, the musician that I've worked with before, making something that we could do live as well. Do you know what I mean? Kind of bringing the book to life in a way.
Yeah. So where did that idea come from writing the book? How and why did it develop into a stage show?
Well, I think there's just something, what I love about books for children, particularly younger children, say picture books or any book that's designed for reading with children of an age that maybe can't read, is that you're writing for performance in a way anyway. It's designed for a grown-up to share with a child, which is a kind of a performance of kind, if that makes sense. So a lot of the stuff that I was writing for the book was already heavily leaning towards something where I was thinking, oh, wow, I can't wait to do that live at a school, or I can't wait to take that to like a little literature. That one's going to be so much fun to perform. Like all the way through, I was testing it out at schools and at, you know, other places I was going to say, like, what do you think about this poem? Which bit do you like? And obviously I was also getting a lot of factual feedback from four-year-old dinosaur experts, which there are many of. So that was useful as well. And so it just seemed like a natural thing. I mean, I will be doing some events where it's just me reading some poems from the book and getting children to do a bit of writing or play some games themselves, but it just seemed like too good a chance. It's just such a timelessly popular topic and theme for children.
And why is that, do you think? Why is it that children and adults, I guess, but particularly children, then what is the appeal of dinosaurs?
Interesting. I think it works in a few different ways. One, they are just like amazing. If you think about Pokemon, do you know what I mean? Like, or any other kind of range of exciting, incredible characters or monsters or creations or animals. It's like dinosaurs, if you tried to think up the kind of most wonderfully wacky, outrageous, like some of the dinosaurs, you wouldn't even come up with them. Do you know what I mean? Just in terms of like their size and their scale. And so on one level, they're just cool. But then also I think it's easy sometimes, especially for younger children, to forget that most amazing thing about them, really, that they did actually exist on the same planet that we are on. And then you can begin to get into, how do we know that? Do you know what I mean? And I kind of think they maybe represent, for society more generally, grown-ups as well, perhaps they represent like a wider fascination with everything that's ancient. Do you know what I mean? The idea of deep time, the relative insignificance of humans in terms of how long we've been around versus not just dinosaurs, but just the earth in general. And I kind of, what I wanted to do with the book, I didn't want to talk about our relative insignificance to three-year-olds, but more just to kind of just to spark some of that excitement around the vastness of time and history in some ways.
And it's great that children can be inspired to learn about these things through having fun. And that's the whole great thing about kids being able to learn without realizing that they're learning.
Yeah, I very much hope like that the book and the show will spark some of those questions. I think another thing that's cool about dinosaurs is that even experts don't know everything. Do you know what I mean? So much of it is about being imaginative or creative, asking questions. And some of the most important dinosaur discoveries of fossils and stuff have been made by amateurs or by children. And I just kind of feel like there's a bit at the end of the book where it's like, maybe the next important dinosaur discovery will show something in this book actually isn't true. Do you know what I mean? So the idea that knowledge itself is a journey rather than something that you can have and hold. And I think that it's quite empowering for them to think, oh, wow, like we could get involved in this. And that doesn't just have to be about dinosaurs. It's just the idea that you could just have fun being creative and using your imagination, but at the same time, that could be something exciting and important. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
absolutely. One of the things you talk about in the book that I'm dying to ask you about, there's a dinosaur that was barely the size of a dog. Which one's that?
Oh, quite a few, actually. Like a lot of the early dinosaurs around, like when they first came around, were like a bit smaller, like Eoraptor or Coelophysis, and there wasn't as many dinosaurs around initially. They were like under threat from like much bigger swamp lizards, for want of a better word, like Metasaurus, kind of a bit like a crocodile, but scarier, if that's possible.
Yeah.
And so I think, yeah, it's like, that's just cool as well, thinking about, like, although that might not initially be as like headline as a T-Rex chasing a Triceratops, I think there's something exciting to think about. Well, what was it about those little tiny ones running around that meant they survived when so many other creatures were kind of struggling at that particular era? And then they like actually developed into all of these other larger, more famous ones. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's, it's endlessly fascinating. I thought when I started doing it, oh, this would be cool. We'll introduce some of the best dinosaurs through poetry, and that would be great fun. And then as I got more and more into finding out other bits about it myself, I was like, wow, there's so much here. Do you know what I mean? And that, in a way, another reason for doing the show is that you're then in kind of in control of what an audience sees from start to finish.
Yeah.
Where in the book, it's very much a like, almost like a kind of coffee table book for kids. You're not going to do it start to finish. They're going to open it, read a couple of pages. Maybe you might read one the next day or a week later, you pick it up, you have a look through. So it's not so much of a sequence. There's little bits that flow together. Whereas obviously in a show, you're with an audience for that 40 minutes in the, whatever order you choose. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. It was an opportunity to explore a few of those things, which maybe were harder to pick out in a book, perhaps.
And why is there a chicken in the show?
Well, it's a bit of a spoiler, but the idea that, well, obviously dinosaurs are extinct, but actually you look out of your window and you might see a dinosaur pecking at a breadcrumb in the park or on the side. So the birds are in the dinosaur family. So in the broadest sense, it would be true to say that a bird is a dinosaur, if that, you know, and that is a complicated thing to summarize in one sentence, but it's also, I think, a very, very exciting idea and potentially quite an uplifting one as well, especially for children when you're thinking about the end of a dinosaur show or the end of a dinosaur book. And then there's a 7 mile wide space rock that smashes into Earth at 10 times the speed of a bullet or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, that was that then, guys. Thanks for coming. It's just one, it's interesting to, because it, again, it's introducing some more complex concepts in a fun way. Do you know what I mean? The idea of evolution and that, without trying to in depth explain that to a 4 or 5 year old in a limited time window, you can spark that idea with something fun that they get and understand. But then if they are the type of child who wants to find out more, maybe they do say to a grown up, oh, what, you know, that bit about the chicken being a dinosaur, can we look that up? Can we find a bit more about that? Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of that spark for further investigation and exploration.
Yeah, absolutely. And what kind of feedback do you generally get from these shows? Are they quite interactive, or are the kids kind of sitting down watching what you're doing most of the time?
Yeah, I think you're watching the show, but there's a lot. There's definitely involvement. There's some kind of the typical call and response stuff. Do you know what I mean? But there is a chance to in previous shows, we've had it where the audience have had a chance to make suggestions for what lead characters should do at the ending and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? I think there's the possibility in this one. We're still finalizing, fine-tuning a couple of the interactive moments, but I think there'll be a couple of chances for some audience members to come up on stage, maybe even get involved in a fossil hunt of some kind. There might be an opportunity for some dads like me to do a bit of dad dancing as part of the show out there, you know.
Whilst looking like a dinosaur.
Yeah, if you don't want to get involved, you just want to come along and watch, then, you know, there's no like forced participation. Do you know what I mean? We want it to be fun for everyone, and that's different for all different kinds of people.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. But if you want to do dad dinosaur dancing, you can.
Oh, yeah, disco dads are very welcome. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, if people want to book tickets, they can via the Eventbrite site, eventbrite.co.uk, the Great Big Dinosaur Show, it's called. So people can get information from there. Also from your website, simonmole.com, and Gecko's website, geckoofficial.com. Yeah, you guys have worked together before, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. It's so much fun. I think he's an absolutely incredible writer and performer, and he's doing what he does as a musician for grown-ups on quite a big scale. You know, he was viral on TikTok and Instagram a couple of times last year. He's played on BBC radio and, you know, his music and stuff. So it's just really exciting to have an artist of that caliber, like, putting the same energy and approach and into their craft of making music for children and families, because that's very much my approach with the poetry side of it. So yeah, we're hoping it's something that will work not just for kids, but for the grown-ups that come with them.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you again, Simon Mole. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, and I wish you all the success with the Great Big Dinosaur Show coming up on the 23rd and 24th of October. Thanks so much, Simon.